Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will. And hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your life so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hello again. We're back with Coffee Time with Brenda and friends.
Hi, it's Mary. Back again.
All right. We're going to talk about the introduction to the pendulum. And I have a surprise for Mary, but she doesn't know.
I thought it was going to be your top. You look like you're ready for a Christmas party or something. Is that my surprise?
No. Your surprise is going to be like, yeah. Sorry. You'll see. You'll be like, what?
Okay.
Right. I love surprising Mary. So sometimes she brings me food when she comes.
Okay.
And sometimes I surprise her with things that she may not like.
I hope it's a good surprise.
Yeah. She may not like
this one. Taking my food back.
All right. So you had a question about... Well, I've been working with Mary for a long time, and a lot of the clients that come to me, I will pull out my pendulum. Now, a pendulum is just I use a metal pendulum for a reason, because it doesn't hold any memory, and then it's just a string. Now,
well, the first time you pulled it out with me, I was like, okay, what's going on? What is this about? So I thought, let's do an introduction to what a pendulum is. On here for other people to know.
Perfect. So first thing, when I'm working with someone, I let them know I can hear your higher self talk to me, but I want them to hear what their higher self is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pull out my pendulum. I say, listen, I don't need this tool, but I do like to use it for focus and also for teaching. So we talked about higher self, and you know, we can do a course on teaching people how to use muscle testing, but this is just a different form of muscle testing. So we all have muscles within our body. So when I connect to my pendulum, I've been doing this a long time, so I can get to a whole different...
So just hold on a sec. When you say muscle testing, is that like when I go to a naturopath and they do muscle testing for like allergies and stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So this is cool. They teach this in kinesiology and in university, and they're starting to use it in allergist office. They're starting to use it in osteopaths, a lot of different professionals.
So they're all talking to my higher self?
Yes. This is so exciting because I've been doing this a long time, and it's starting to become mainstream. So exactly, your higher self can't lie. So we're asking, are you allergic to this? Is it a trauma? Is it this? Is it that?
Wow.
So there's BioCode, which uses muscle testing. Beam therapy uses muscle testing. We're talking to your higher self to get a yes, no, to direct us to the issues that we're working with. So I'm working with my pendulum for quite a long time. I'm very comfortable with it. And right now, it is giving me a yes answer. So what I'll tell my clients is when it moves this way, we are getting a yes answer. Now, if I am asking a question and it's a no answer, what is happening? It will move this way. Now,
wow.
Interesting.
And your arm didn't move because I'm here.
Yeah. It's not moving. But look at this. Now, if I say, let's put in positive energy into the person's field. Now, this is during a healing session, let's say. It moves in a clockwise direction. And when I say they, the beings of light are taking away negative energy, they move it counterclockwise. Now, it technically is my body that's moving because my higher self or the beings of light that are working are actually moving the muscles to move the pendulum based on what's required at that time. All right. So when you learn to muscle test and connect to your higher self, you're going to get a yes, no answer. And we can teach you how to hear that, maybe not hear it, but feel it in your body to get a yes, no, which we did with the feelings. But we can go one step further to make it more clear for people.
Okay.
All right. So the neat thing here is that is one other thing here. This is really cool. Let's say somebody goes, can I ask your pendulum a question? I get this all the time. And it's an inappropriate question.
Oh.
Like, will my daughter and son-in-law break up? Now, really, that's not your business. That's not my business. So when someone asks the pendulum a question that is inappropriate, it will say it's not going to answer.
Yeah.
It's not. That's what we'll get. Generally, when you're asking your higher self for a question or answer, it's a yes, no. It's not something that, it's something that you are allowed to know, mm-hmm. all right? So there's a lot of ethics behind that. But this is the surprise. Mary, mm-hmm. I've been working with Mary for a long time. And she sometimes has really sore knees, which we all know, is coming through emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it heals layer by layer. Today, I want to give a demonstration, which will only take about a minute because we're just going to go through this quickly. I would like to do a healing on your knee using the pendulum as a tool to guide me into an energy healing session.
All right.
You okay with that? Because you're doing it like on recording.
Okay. Well, I wore my ripped up jeans.
That's okay.
You could have told me.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Ripped up jeans are cool.
What should I do? I should just put my leg up here?
Yeah, I want your knee. Are you comfortable?
Okay. I'm good.
All right. So, when I'm working with the pendulum, first, before we got into this, I asked my higher self and Mary's higher self if this is something we could do together, and the answer was yes.
Mm.
So, that's why I didn't really tell you, because your higher self said yes, so we're good. So, the way I work with a pendulum when I'm doing a healing session, and I've had training for this, so what I'll do is I will hold the pendulum over the client's, sometimes it's the body, sometimes it's the knee. Right now what's happening is they're assessing the issue. So right now it doesn't mean yes. It's actually an assessment of what is in the layer, what is there presenting that needs to be cleared. So right now they've switched to adding positive energy into the field around the knee. And like from my perspective, I get like a lot of energy running through my body. So I'm just going to allow whatever needs to happen here. And usually when I'm working, I'm mentally there, but I get out of the way mentally, because what I realize is these beings of light that do the work are really using my body as a vessel or a conduit to do the healing on behalf of Mary. So we're really co-creating a healing because she's in the receiving mode. Now what they've done, they've added some positive energy and now they're reassessing on what's next. And they're just assessing the energy fields around. And now they're actually starting to go the other way and they're pulling out some negativity, dense energy, unwanted patterning that's no longer needed. So they're just doing that at this time. And sometimes these healings can take up to a minute. Sometimes it can be an hour and a half. Generally, I have a pretty good idea of what the time limit is going to be on some of the sessions. And sometimes I'm asked during even a Reiki session, which I call the Reiki Plus, to pull up my pendulum and do some deep work on a blockage that's there.
It's amazing.
I have some really cool stories about the pendulum that have, like, as this is working, my daughter had an allergy to walnuts and her mouth was all swollen and her lips and everyone was freaking out and I didn't have Benadryl where I was. So while everyone was panicking to go to the store, I said, oh, it's all right, I'll use my pendulum. And within 15 minutes, the huge swelling just went away. So when they came back from the store, there was like nothing ever happened. So they're like, how's that possible? And it kind of freaked some people out, saying that's impossible.
Yeah.
And we should have taken a before and after picture, which I always forget to do.
Yeah.
Blisters, someone burns themselves, you can easily pull out the pendulum. Those are simple things that really go away. With Mary's knees, we're talking years of emotional stuff that's build up. We're human, that's how that happens. Mm-hmm. So right now they assess quickly, and now they're going into adding some positive energy into... her energy feels correcting whatever. Now, if I wasn't talking and I was really in to the session, I don't have to be here mentally because, you know, we're still working. But if I tap into what's happening, I get a sense. my, you know, I don't get like exact dates and things like that, but I can get a sense of what they're releasing. Sometimes I get kind of confused if it's a past life or this trauma life or whatnot. So I don't usually give information to clients of what I'm seeing or feeling, because really in the end, I like to give, there they're assessing again, just the bottom line that you have just been infused with so much love and these beings of light love you so much, and whatever healing's taking place or is going to be asked for, that's all you need to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to talk during this?
Yeah, I'm talking.
I can feel my muscles flexing and I can feel a lot of warmth. And that's all I can feel. I'm very grateful for whatever it's doing, and also really in awe.
And see what they're doing right now? Like they're having, it's going in this way. They're actually removing something, and it's moving in a multi-dimensional, like they've gone to other dimensions at this point, and they're removing it. So it's not just, now they're going back. There we go. Wow. So sometimes if someone opens their eyes and sees me doing a healing and the pendulum's going, they kind of like, whoa, what's going on? So it's just bringing you in. If you had a session and the pendulum came out, this is kind of what happens. I don't do this on the group calls because the group calls are very general healings, more like a Reiki energy that's coming through. Still powerful, but more mm-hmm. general. The pendulum healing, such as the pendulum healing, the unity field healing, or beam therapy, really is a one-on-one healing because we're working with that person's spiritual DNA and actual issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like they just said done. And what's happening right now, the pendulum just stopped. That healing of whatever was affecting her issues today has been fully released. Now, not to say that her knee pain is going to be gone forever. What that's saying is that layer that came up, presented for healing, is gone. And the next one will come up. And slowly and slowly, as you peel layer by layer, you get to the root, and then the issue is gone.
Yeah, every time she says about peeling onions and layers, I think about Shrek. So if you've ever seen Shrek, the first one, you'll know exactly what I mean. And if you haven't, you got to go see that movie. But that's what it always feels like. I'm getting peeled and layers coming off. And I'm grateful and thank you for that healing.
Yeah.
But, you know, a warning about the pendulums, like just a really quick warning.
Oh, when you're using a pendulum, you want to be trained in it. You want to make sure you're in alignment. This is a tool, but a lot of people that pick up the pendulum will say, oh, I'm healing this, I'm doing that. You want to tap in to the purest source, divine source.
Because we've talked about dark and light energies in the past, right? So if you don't know what you're doing, don't play around. I guess that's the message.
Don't play around with anything. Because what you can do is you can actually tap into a different lower energy, which is going to give you false things and confuse people that you're working on in yourself.
Yeah.
So it's something that I'm very responsible with. I did want to show it because I know when people come, they're like, what? Why are you playing with the pendulum? And it kind of freaks some people out.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, it's all about being responsible and allowing the correct energy to come through.
Yeah, because you've taken trainings, you're educated, you've spent, you know, 13, 15 years learning about this thing. So that's what we want to say to everybody. You know, come to somebody who's a professional and trained and responsible with what they're doing. So thank you for that today.
Yeah, well,
that was a long one.
See, that's the surprise. It's a surprise healing. So there we go. See, it was worth the drive out here.
There you go.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. And
see you soon.
That's it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.